Well, on June the 6th, 1987, my 30th birthday, I was ordained a deacon. And I was assigned to Divine Child in Dearborn. It was a one-year assignment. I was to be there as a deacon until November 15th, when I would be ordained a priest. Of course, deacons cannot celebrate Mass, but deacons can baptize. Divine Child had three priests at the time, and when I arrived, they promptly said, well, we can't put you on the Mass schedule until November, so you're going to do all the baptisms in the meantime. I did the baptismal prep, I did all the baptisms. And what was interesting about way back then is that I was the same age as a lot of the parents. I could look at them eye to eye and I can say, well, we remember watching the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, and we remember the 1968 Tigers, you know, coming down from 3-1 deficit to beat St. Louis, first baseball team in history to come back from a 3-1 deficit to win the World Series. We remembered the moon landing in 1969. We remembered the first Star Wars movies. These are things that, you know, you grow up with. We had all that in common. And so I looked at my fellow baby boomers and I said, now these children that you're holding in your arms, they're going to grow up to be just as smart as you. So let me ask you a question. When we were growing up, and our parents, the generation that won World War II, if they ever told us one thing but they did another, what did we figure out what really was important, what they said or what they did? What they did. Well, those smart little babies you're holding are going to be as smart as you, if not smarter. They're going to figure it out too. So if you're going to make promises to raise them in the faith, but then you don't practice it, they're going to realize it's not important. It's only important if it's important to you to put into action. As they say, words are cheap, actions speak volumes. And that's what I recommended. And that's what Jesus is talking about here when he calls these people hypocrites. You have to practice your faith. It's not always easy. Sometimes it could be annoying. Sometimes it could be more than annoying. Some places in this world, it can be absolutely dangerous. But the point is, we have to put our faith into action. So as Lent will soon be upon us, think of many different ways, little ways, we can be a little more charitable, a little more giving, a little bit more with volunteering for others. Find ways in your life we can put that faith into action just a little bit more, because through our actions, people will see the presence of Christ in our life. And then, if they don't have a relationship with the Lord, maybe because of our actions, they will see it and maybe want the same for them.